After you grew up and you went to college in Winnipeg, you traveled around the world and ended up in Thailand. What set you off on this journey around the world?
Well, it was both a yearning for something other than than what I grew up with, and even what I was found at university, just sort of looking for something. And but then even when I was at university, I did get introduced to Buddhism. I did. I took courses in religion, a couple courses, and that really stimulated my interest and Eastern religion. But what really stood out to me was Buddhism. And then I started reading. And there was I really never ever found a place to learn meditation or anybody who was meditating. It was really just from the books. And so I did mostly, and in those days, most of the books were about Japanese Zen. So I had I formulated an idea in my mind that I would like to go to Japan and study Buddhism, because that was the main thing that I came across in my readings. Although I did read about Theravada Buddhism, I did read about Tibetan Buddhism, but the most popular thing in those days, because that was late 60s, was into early 70s. The most popular thing was Zen, and it did have an express inclination to meditation, and that seemed intuitively I was drawn to the meditation element. But of course, if I really wanted to go really quickly, if I were really motivated, I could have gone from Vancouver to Japan, but I didn't. I went the long way around and started in Europe and traveled through Europe, Middle East, India, Nepal, overland.
And you never did make it to Japan. You stopped at Thailand.
I still haven't made it.
So why Thailand? What was that attracted you when you went to Thailand?
Well, you just had to pass through Thailand, and I didn't really know anything about Thailand. I didn't really know that it was a Buddhist country even. And but then you get there, and it's obvious that Buddhism is everywhere, and then the elements of the society and culture that I found really attractive, and the just the kind of warmth of the people and easygoing nature of the culture. It's just that, the major conditioning influence in their here is Buddhism. So I should study Buddhism. And then, there were monasteries everywhere, and I started checking and asking, and there was opportunities to learn about meditation.